When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Live on Joy 99.7 FM and a Crown, Love 99.5 in Kumasi and MyJoyOnline.com. We're also live in all 16 regions of Ghana, X Spaces and Facebook. The media news is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. This afternoon. Heavy police presence at 37 military hospital area as demonstrators abandoned the streets on the third and final day of their anti-LMC demonstration following the arrest of dozens yesterday.
We have been arrested because this is an arrest. You ask the protesters to leave wherever you are asking them to leave. Now we organize them to move away from the road. We were on the side, which is the pavement.
But will government heed their calls and impose an immediate ban on small-scale mining?
Stop doing galamse! Just stop galamse for us! We want our mother Ghana back! Oh. Ah, we want it back!
Well, we'll find out more on that later. And also coming up, mounting labor unrest in just 2 months to the general elections as SeaTug and mortuary workers prepare to strike.
First of all, a sit-down strike, and then subsequently, if our calls and our demands are not heeded to, then there will be a full-blown strike. Maybe our next plan of action is to do total shutdown.
Well, they add to the growing number of labor groups preparing to stage a strike for various reasons, including organized labor, who want government to impose a ban on small-scale mining. We'll hear from a labor expert who is urging government to open up and let the labor groups know its difficulties in meeting their demands.
They are like, well, we see them, especially now that we are going about campaigning. If you don't have money to pay us, why are you doing what you are doing?
We'll also tell you about a new kind of fraud called SIM swap, which the Bank of Ghana says involves the targeting of individuals with mobile banking access. We'll tell you their modus operandi. These and more with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Join us, independent, fearless, and credible. This afternoon. And you heard the scenes from the 37 area on day two of the anti-LMC demonstrations where dozens were arrested yesterday and some leading figures declared wanted. Well, this afternoon, the demonstrators failed to turn up, leaving the ground with heavy police presence. The protesters are demanding an immediate ban on small-scale mining activities that have significantly polluted the country's water bodies and destroyed forest cover. Police has declared leader of the Democracy Hub, Oliver Bakavoma, were wanted after arresting several of his co-demonstrators. But he has been speaking on Joy News with Benjamin Akakpo on News Desk and says he is ready to cooperate with police on the issues raised. We'll hear from him shortly and also take you to the grounds for day three of what is happening on the grounds. Right now, take a listen to Max Olagbagba's rap from yesterday's protest.
Scores of protesters gathered for day two of the Stop Galamsey demonstration. On the first day, the police stated that they approached with a de-escalation mentality. However, on the second day, it seemed the approach shifted to if persuasion fails, force is applied mentality.
Anybody who pushes this, our cause is arrest.
We're not here to find no one.
Lie.
We're not here to find nobody.
If anybody thinks he's a man.
Listen to the Director of Public Affairs at the Ghana Police Service, ACP Grace Ansah Akrufi.
We served a caution to the organizers. Police were going to do whatever it took to maintain the peace, ensure security, law and order.
We are all involved.
We are all.
Attempts by the protesters to demonstrate on the streets were foiled by the police, resulting in a scuffle and the arrest of some of them.
Raf is one of the organizers of this protest, a member of Democracy Hub. Wait, just for some clarity, have you been arrested by the police?
We have been arrested because this is an arrest. You ask the protesters to leave wherever you're asking them to leave. Now we organize them to move away from the road. We were on the side, which is the pavement, and now we've been asked by the authorities to follow the police.
Stop doing galamsey. Just stop galamsey for us. We want our mother Ghana back. We want it back.
It's beginning to get chaotic now. Personnel of the Ghana Police Service trying to arrest one of the protesters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Nine police officers trying to drag one of the protesters away. His colleagues will join. Now he's down on the floor with some of the policemen. It's a big struggle.
At a press conference later, 62-year-old Democracy Hub member Na Adesua called for the release of those arrested.
Release all arrested protesters. The 15 individuals, including an 8-year-old child who was unlawfully arrested during the protest, must be released immediately.
The group is urging all concerned citizens, civil society organizations, and the international community to join in demanding justice, transparency, and humane treatment for all the protesters. Extract of a statement released by the Ghana Police Service says all the 42 people arrested, including some of the leaders of the group, are in custody and will be put before the court to face justice.
Maxwell Lakbaba with that report, and we'll be touching base with him to get the update of what's happening on the ground. But shortly, let's listen to the leader of the demonstrations, Oliver Bakavomawo.
They say insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Our hope was that they all would today mobilize to come and join us in this protest, that they will come with one voice and say that as a matter to build pressure on the government in order to secure critical attention to the environmental crisis we are facing, that they would show up and walk the walk peacefully as Gandhi and others led and allow themselves to be arrested. Because we must demystify this arrest that are used to preserve injustice. Galamsey is an injustice. Fear of arrest alone should not be a basis why we accept to have our waters poisoned.
Now, the police have said that there's some sort of manhunt for you. I've also heard it, you know, that you are saying you are cooperating with the police. Which is which? Are you in hiding?
I'm not in hiding. I've been having a conversation with the police officers. In fact, yesterday, we went through several police stations trying to find where people have been held. All the way down to Amrehia, in search of persons who have been arrested. We have not been able to find them. Our consistent message to the police is that, which of these police stations do you want me to show up in? I am going to show up today. I'm going to go to a police station today and demand that I be arrested, as they are talking about. First, the
court. You're going to demand that you be arrested?
Yes, I'm going to demand that I be arrested today.
Why?
Because I think that, well, the police claim they're looking for me. And I don't want us to, you see, these conversations are deliberately put in the air to order to foster a feeling of criminality around the exercise of constitutional rights. We cannot allow that narrative to foster. It doesn't serve our democracy. It doesn't serve the attention to the real issue of galamsey that we want to bring attention to. So I would allow myself to be arrested in the same way that we are calling on other people as well to show up today and get themselves arrested. Because the choice between arrest and galamsey continuing, I think it must be clear to everyone what it is we must, as citizens in this country, choose.
And you heard the leader of the demonstrations, Oliver Bakavomawo, in an interview with my colleague Benjamin Akapo on Joy News Desk on the Joy News Channel. Now let's touch base with my colleague Maxwell Lakbaba, who is on the grounds now, observing proceedings there. Maxwell, what can you report? How's the day looking like over there?
Well, Mamiyeshi, no protesters in sight today in the last 3 hours that we have been here. But just in the past 5 minutes, everything changed dramatically. In the last 5 minutes, I must say again, everything changed. Two protesters holding placards walked directly in front of the barricades here, right in front of the police officers, holding their placards and shouting and saying, stop galamsey, stop galamsey, stop galamsey. They started addressing the pressmen who have gathered here in the last 5 minutes. Then the police officers moved away from their barricades, came, and then arrested them. So in the last 5 minutes, two protesters have been arrested by the police, and the police have put them in their vehicle, and they're taking them to the police station, to the central police station in the central business district. But for that happening, we've not seen any protesters, you know, inside today, but for the action that just took place some minutes ago. This is because the demonstrators, police is ever keeping a heavy presence here, because the demonstrators informed them that the protest will end at 11:59 p.m. today. It appears the police are leaving nothing to chance, as they have deployed to areas where on Saturday and Sunday there were no police personnel. Today, the area close to the Lands Commission towards the Elwax Sports Stadium has scores of police officers in full riot control gear monitoring the situation. My sources within the Ghana Police Service tell me this is because some of the demonstrators, after the first batch of arrests, began reconvening around 3 p.m. ostensibly to protest towards the Elwax Stadium area, and that's why police is keeping a presence there today. I'm told the police personnel will remain here throughout the night, and that has been the case on Saturday and then on Sunday. So no protesters inside right now, but in the last 5 minutes, two of them just got arrested. Two men holding placards just got arrested.
Okay.
By police here, Mamusi.
Well, Maxwell, do they explain reasons for the arrest? These two people that have been picked up by the police.
Well, police did not explain the reason for the arrest, except that they just opened the barricades, picked them, and then took them into custody. The pressmen, the media people, the journalists here were all standing just watching. They were not really expecting anything like that to happen, especially because of how many of the protesters were bundled and put in police vehicles yesterday. So really, nobody was expecting that to happen today. But from nowhere, we saw two protesters walking towards the police barricade, directly towards the police barricade, stood about 30 meters away from the main barricade, and then started shouting, "Stop Galamsey, stop Galamsey, stop Galamsey." That's when we had police officers coming in to pick them up into their custody.
Well, the main aim of going there is to fight illegal mining, and that's what actually drove them to the demonstration. But with these things or these events happening, do we know how they're pushing forward the agenda to get government's attention on the main reason they went for the demonstration?
So the demonstrators tell us that by protesting on the street, they aim to drum home the importance of protecting our water bodies against pollution. They say that although they have been silenced on the streets, they are taking the fight to social media, and they say that the Ghana Police Service cannot silence them on social media, and they say that that's where the real fight against illegal mining Galamsey is going to take place. So they are moving the fight now to social media because they've been silenced on the streets, Mamusi.
Well, but just before you go, the leader of the demonstration, Oliver Bakavomawo, indicated he'll be present to make himself available for arrest. Have you sighted him anywhere near the demonstration grounds?
Well, we've not seen him here yet. There are no indications of his presence here yet, but we're still keeping tabs on the situation, and we'll bring you up to speed on whatever that happens here, Mamusi.
Thank you so much. Max Olakmakwa is a man on the ground observing events at day three of the Democracy Hub demonstrations ongoing. Well, the Democracy Hub is not the only organization demanding a halt in small-scale mining activities. There's been a groundswell of support for calls on government to ban small-scale mining, with organized labor and the media collision against illegal mining warning of a massive industrial action by next week if government fails to act. On the ground, though, illegal mining is taking place without any respect to the country's environmental laws. Meanwhile, CEO of AC Zenon Mining Limited, Amina Tahiru, has disclosed that illegal mining continues to thrive due to the high costs and challenges associated with conducting legal and responsible mining in Ghana. She cited factors such as stringent enforcement of mining laws, extortion by some traditional authorities, and illegal miners encroaching on company concessions, all of which make it difficult for legitimate operators to thrive. She expressed frustration during a tour of the company's concession in Isium, located in the Kwaibibrim municipality of the Eastern Region. There's more on the following report.
Isium, a community in the Kwaibibrim municipality of the Eastern Region. As a first-time visitor, the lush greenery is likely to catch your attention. However, a closer look reveals the harsh reality of illegal mining activities near water bodies. Just off the main road, abandoned mining sites with stagnant ponds and degraded land lie in neglect. The news team encountered Burkinabe miners using cyanide to extract gold particles from gravel. They pump water from nearby streams, use it to wash the gold, and then discharge the cyanide contaminated water back into the stream, making it unsafe for the community to use. The community members want the illegal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mine is gone to operate. AC Zenon, a licensed mining company with a 13-year lease in Isium, has been accused of mining illegally. Allegations CEO Amina Tahiru refutes.
Pass your own judgment whether this looks like an illegal mining site. I've shown you my documents. Secondly, I've shown you how the operation is done. I don't even have single one cocoa tree around me here. And with all the lands that have been mined, were compensated, duly compensated with a proper agreement given to the farmers. They signed, we signed as a company, and we take over the land. And through at the back there to show you some of the lands we've already mined and covered up. If the farmers want to come and do their plantation tomorrow, they can start it immediately.
AC Zenon laments that illegal miners have instead taken over parts of their concession.
Like today, currently, I have my concession. Illegal miners have evaded the whole area there, some part of the concession, and it's a daunting task for me to be able to get rid of them.
Tahiru is calling on government to streamline mining regulations and position companies practicing legal and responsible mining as role models.
Currently, it is very attractive to do illegal mining than to do legal mining because of these frustrations that I am going through. Because from the moment you show up into a community with your license, you are a target from day one because they know that they will go and leave farmlands behind. They don't even care about reclaiming the lands for you. They don't care where they take the waters from. Whatever price you give to them, they will pay.
Prince Kwame Kuduga's report for Joy News.
Away from illegal mining, with about 2 months before the December general elections, Ghana is facing mounting labor unrest with key labor groups on strike. The Senior Staff Association of the Universities of Ghana, the Ghana Association of University Administrators, and the Tertiary Education Workers Union, TEWU, have already downed their tools protesting unresolved allowances issues. Now, adding to this wave of dissatisfaction is the Colleges of Education Teachers Association of Ghana, CTAC, which is set to resume its strike next week, just after ending the longest industrial action in the history, citing government's failure to honor the agreement. The mortuary workers are also joining the fray, heightening the pressure on government. We can hear from Dr. Dominic Owusu, spokesperson for CTAC.
It's so surprising that government has gone back to sleep and there is no peace and dragging of feet with the implementation of the arbitral awards. As I speak to you now, most of the agreements that was signed on the 19th of August have been violated. The timelines have not been heeded to, and it's so worrying that after a devastating strike that led to almost about 2 months of non-academic activity, two students dying and one student being caught after stealing several phones and beating as a result of the idleness of our students during the strike, and so many other repercussion that came out with the strike. The government have still not heeded to call. For now, our National Council are meeting on Wednesday after tomorrow's meeting with the government and I'm sure a good decision on the strike will definitely happen. There will be, first of all, a sit-down strike.
Okay.
And then subsequently, if our calls and our demands are not heeded to, then there will be a full-blown strike come next week.
Well, the Mortuary Workers Association are also threatening to withdraw their services. Head of our health desk, Fred Smith, joins me with details of their statement. Fred, what are their concerns?
Well, this letter has been written, directed to the Minister for Health, Minister for Employment and Labour Relations, the Executive Secretary, National Labour Commission, Registrar, Mortuaries and Funeral Facilities Agency, and others that are concerned with this,
right. The
Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. And they're saying that they are respectfully serving this on their high offices starting from Thursday, the 26th of September 2024, that all mortuary workers shall exercise their rights as guaranteed in the 1992 Constitution by withdrawing all services. And this action, they say, is necessitated by some pressing demands which the employer has, in their opinion, deliberately ignored. And these demands have been in the domain of the employer for some time now, and they list four of them. One is the provision of adequate personal protective equipment, salary arrears dating back to 2020, request for financial clearance for the employment of just 500 mortuary workers, and the final one, COVID-19 bonus for mortuary workers as announced by President Akufo-Addo at the peak of the crisis.
Thank you so much, Fred Smith. Meanwhile, the Senior Staff Association of Public Universities strike continues unabated. Executives are contemplating a full-blown strike if government fails to heed their calls to attend to their allowances. We can hear from the president of the association, Isaac Donko.
It's quite unfortunate. There's no response so far. We are still expecting that they will call us. But if they fail to call, we also continue to sit at home. And maybe our next plan of action is to do total shutdown. Because as I'm talking to you now, our security officers are still at post. Most of our hospitals are still operational. Most of the basic schools are still operational. So our next action is to take those staff also home. Then everybody will be at home. Then government will come to the table.
But Labour expert Austin Gamey has advised government to be transparent with workers about its inability to meet their financial demands. Mr. Gamey warns that continued silence or unfulfilled promises will only exacerbate the situation.
So inclusion is zero, zilch, completely zilch. We don't have any form of communication. Our labour law, section 9G, says that the employer shall communicate in diverse ways with its own workers. They don't do that. They don't engage the unions. They don't engage the workers. Therefore, they are like, well, we see them, especially now that we are going about campaigning. They see you moving.
Austin Gamey is a Labour expert, and we'll take a break on the midday news here on Joy 99.7 FM. When we return, we'll tell you about a new kind of fraud called SIM swap, which the Bank of Ghana says involves the targeting of individuals with mobile banking access. Now, there's a rapid emergence of SIM swap fraud targeting individuals with access to mobile banking channels. This was revealed in the Bank of Ghana's 2023 Banking Fraud Report. Details of the report reveal that 15 cases were recorded last year. SIM numbers linked to banking accounts are fraudulently taken over and money subsequently withdrawn from the accounts by fraudsters. And this comes from the Apex Bank's reported an increase in fraud cases by 5%, leading to a loss of 88 million cedis in 2023. Well, my colleague Kwaku Asante joins me to break this down. Kwaku, what was the depth of the SIM swap fraud?
Well, Mamisi, according to the Bank of Ghana's 2023 fraud report, 15 cases were recorded.
And bear in mind that this is the first time this type of fraud is being captured in the fraud reports that has been released by the central bank. The 15 cases alone led to a loss of 4.6 million cedis last year.
How does this thing work, or this SIM swap work?
Well, so scammers trick telecom providers into transferring victims' phone numbers to SIM cards they control, often with inside help from telecom agents. Once they have access, they can intercept calls and texts and even gain control of the banking apps, mobile money accounts, and other sensitive information, enabling them to bypass security measures and make fraudulent transactions. This type of fraud is particularly dangerous because it gives criminals the ability to override security features like two-factor authentication, which relies on your phone number to verify your identity.
So you heard it. You have to be very careful when you're doing such banking transactions. Now, away from that, the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission is today beginning a review of the cash waterfall mechanism in the energy sector to avert a looming financial crisis in Ghana's power sector. The PURC's concerns focus on key energy sector players such as GRIDCO, Volta River Authority, Bui Power Authority, and independent power producers. These entities are struggling financially, primarily because the current cash waterfall mechanism framework, revised in August 2023, is not functioning as intended. The mechanism, which requires the Electricity Company of Ghana to collect and distribute a minimum of 1 billion Ghana cedis monthly, has fallen short, with ECG failing to comply with the guidelines. Ranking member on the Mines and Energy Committee sector, John Jinapo, says any delay in fixing the challenge may collapse the sector.
It is so serious that GRIDCO in particular, sometimes for 10 days, they are unable to pay their workers. And they have to go for expensive bank overdrafts. And even with the bank overdraft, they've not been able to service the bank overdraft. And so most banks are now declining to advance such overdrafts to GRIDCO. So if you're unable to pay even salaries, how are you able to buy consumables, let alone invest in the infrastructure, which requires significant money?
Well, we can hear from energy expert Kojo Poku, who says there's a discussion on what the sector needs to do.
I agree. There's a need for a sit-down. There's a need for a roundtable discussion. And I will welcome that. There's nothing wrong. Look, some of us have been in this sector too long to want to sweep things under the carpet. I will definitely call for that sit-around-the-table conversation with everybody and all the parties.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.